unheardnerd.com.
And welcome to the first Unheard Nerd Movie Podcast of 2013. With me, as always, is John. Hello, John.
Hi, Will.
John, as always, will bring the fact. I will bring the fiction. And as John just said, my name is Will. So welcome to the movie podcast. Did you have a good Christmas and New Year, John?
Yeah, it's pretty good. First Christmas with the two boys. Learning experience. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I got some nice gifts. I got on DVD. I got Thor. I got Captain America, and then I bought a Blu-ray player just after Christmas. But I can still play DVDs on it. It's okay.
Do you have your first Blu-ray yet?
I don't actually. No, I haven't even plugged it in. I got it. I ordered it on through Amazon. He said, "Oh, it'll be here in February." It matches my TV. It's a Samsung one, and it was half price in the January sales. I got some gift vouchers for Christmas, so I put it towards that. And they said, "Oh, it's out of stock at the minute, but you'll have it in February. We won't charge your card until February." I thought, that's all right. Yeah, the credit card's taken a bit of a pounding over Christmas. So yeah. February's good. And then 2 days later, I got an email saying, "Oh, it's back in stock. We're sending it to you and we've charged your card." So it arrived on Monday as a surprise to my wife, who didn't know I was buying it and wasn't particularly keen on me getting one anyway. And it arrived on Monday, and I haven't had any time at all to do anything more than unbox it. And I need to get another HDMI cable to plug it in. But I'm looking forward to that. So I've got a nice brand new Blu-ray player to go with my Samsung TV, Samsung Blu-ray player. The remotes are identical, so that's going to drive the missus nuts. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'll let you know when I get my first Blu-ray and what it is. I feel a lot of pressure, as it's got to be something quite decent. So I don't know if you've got any suggestions for that. I'd also got The Dark Knight Rises for Christmas on DVD, so that kind of rules that out. not necessarily now. People can tweet me. And if they want to, they can tweet me at The Unheard Nerd, and they can tweet you at UK Film Nerd. And get following John, people. We need to get his numbers up. Cool. Okay, so for 2013, this is the news. News.
We've got a very Spielberg-themed opening on this podcast. The first one was the surprise news of Jurassic Park 4.
Oh, yeah. That just came out of nowhere. And they're like, this is being released in, I don't know, I can't remember the date, but soon. And everyone was a bit like, "Oh, really? You've made it? Or you're making it already?"
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the surprise. I mean, there have been lots of sort of comments from Spielberg and various producers saying, "Yeah, we're working on a script and we're trying to get things right and we'll let you know what's happening." And then about a week or so ago, they went, "June 13th, 2014, just part four." Ta-da! And it's like, hang on, what? And it's like, you've given yourself just about a year and a half. Is that enough time?
So it hasn't actually gone into production yet?
Either they've kept something very, very secret, or it sounds a bit rushed.
Do you think it's going to be entirely CGI'd?
Well, probably.
Just as a theory, you sounded very disappointed at the prospect of that.
I think that's part of the charm of the first one. Is, I mean, obviously there is some CGI stuff in there, but there's lots of lovely lovely creations from the Stan Winston workshop. They haven't. That's basically all they've done is they've announced a release date. They haven't announced a director or anything else. But that's just like, and it'll be in 3D.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be, isn't it?
It has to be these days.
I don't recall seeing three. I may have.
Is it William H. Macy and Sam Neill come back for that one? I think, yeah, Sam Neill was in the third one.
Right.
And a woman whose name I can't remember. I can picture her. I can't remember her name. Nope, it's gone.
I vaguely remember the second one, but the first one, yeah, I that was, well, it was a very different at the time, wasn't it? It was a really good film. I don't know, is there a need for four, do you think? Is there really a call for four? Sounds a bit like just rehashing a franchise.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they've called it number four, so it can't be a reboot. Plus, it doesn't need to be a film that needs rebooting. The original's fine. I don't know where you can go with it. I mean, the first one, there's dinosaurs on an island. Okay. Number two, we go back to the island, and then some of them get off the island. Number three, let's go to another island. I don't know how many islands there are. I think all three movies each introduce their own island. I've no idea what they've got for number four, but they must have something in mind, obviously, if they've got release dates set. And
Who knows? Okay, strange one, but yeah, it might be good. I don't know. We'll see.
Role reversal. Maybe it's an island full of humans and dinosaurs go around visiting the humans.
Maybe. I'm trying to recall what it was, but I saw an idea for the... somebody put out an idea of what it could be, what the story was, or leaked some information, and I can't for the life of me remember what it was, but it was somebody had secretly kept dinosaurs somewhere... As much as you can secretly keep dinosaurs anywhere, they're not exactly inconspicuous. But I don't know. I can't remember that information. It's probably speculation.
Sort of DNA mixes of dinosaurs and dogs or something.
Well, that sounds awesome.
I don't know. That was a story that came out a while ago. Some sort of basic CGI renders of some creatures for a proposal for a fourth movie.
So we're pretty much getting into Flintstones territory, aren't we? Fred's pet dinosaur. Well, that's a good way to start the show. That's a bit of a surprise. I like that. What's next from Spielberg?
I don't know if you remember the Robopocalypse story, a few podcasts running.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this, but I won't spoil it. The people know.
Well, just as a background for people who weren't aware, Robopocalypse is a story of artificial intelligence taking over all the machines of the world and fighting back against the humans. Terminator. I've read the book, though. It is a very entertaining story. First, Chris Hemsworth was attached to be in it, and then there was rumours that Anne Hathaway was the lead female role.
Oh, yeah, let's just take a moment. Okay, I'm good.
All right. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the story broke last week that the whole project had been put on hold indefinitely. And then Spielberg popped up and went, no, not quite true. Apparently they had a sort of first draft of the script and they'd done the budget for it and the film came out far too expensive.
Right.
So what Spielberg's gone, I've thought of a better personal way so we can scale this story down and make it better. But it means I've got to go through the script again from scratch. So basically he's told everyone to bugger off, go do something else while I work out the script.
Right, okay, I see.
It's still coming, but it's going to need a bit more time to work on it, and I don't know if this means that Hemsworth and Hathaway are still going to be on it, because by the time Spielberg goes, oh, finished, ready, they might go, well, we're attached to something else now.
Yeah, well, maybe Anne will be attached to me, you never know. I should state, actually, today, firstly, my wife never listens to the podcast. This will be the exception, I imagine. And secondly, we actually are celebrating 9 years of being together today. Yeah, it's a little celebration. Ooh, she's working. And I'm podcasting. That's love. Cool. Okay, Robopocalypse delayed.
And now Warner Brothers are also badgering the Mr. Spielberg.
God, it's a Spielberg triple bill.
It is. It's Warner Brothers are annoying Mr. Spielberg because in a semi-regular feature, what we call shitting on our youth, Warner Brothers want to bring back Gremlins.
Oh, God, yeah. I saw a little bit about that today. Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know. As always, the films that we loved in our youth, I mean, the original and maybe not so much the sequel are classic films.
Yeah, they don't need remaking. They are what they are. There's nothing you can do to make them better.
I think that they're both directed by Joe Dante, and the second one is so wacky. I think he made it purposely wacky so they couldn't make any more, because he just did everything he could with Gremlins in the second one. I think it's just
they were ridiculous, weren't they? But they were really good fun.
Oh yes, I mean originally it's supposed to be sort of a hardcore horror film.
Yeah.
So got on board, he sort of toned that down a bit and said, no, we can go somewhere slightly different with this and it'll still be good, and it was.
I think I saw someone on Twitter commenting on this earlier, and they said, I'd rather eat after midnight and jump in a pool of water than CGI'd Mogwai.
Yeah, that basically is the main problem. Warner Brothers obviously want to go all CGI with this, and it's basically Spielberg who's got the yes or no on the whole decision, really. It falls under him. And so they're going, please, please, please. And
well, I think it's down to Spielberg to do the right thing here. So, yeah. Stephen, I hope you don't mind me calling you Stephen. Stephen, do the right thing here. Just say no. Just say no. No matter how much money you're rich, just say no. Okay. I tweet him. Is he on Twitter, Spielberg, do you know?
Not by Noah.
Yeah, might be worth checking.
Joe Dante is.
Ah, okay.
Apparently he's been trying to do a Gremlins 3 off for years, but Warner Brothers keep going, well, if you do CG Gremlins, and he keeps saying, no, but puppets are actually cheaper than CGI.
Well, hey, Warner Brothers, why don't you go fuck yourselves? Yeah, oh well. We'll never get to movie premieres, John.
No.
Never mind.
That's some of the comments we come up with.
So just a quick shout out, Jeffrey Wright, MC Hunter. Jeffrey Wright, well done. Big up. Sorry, because he was asking when the show was going to be back, and I said last week. Didn't happen. You should know by now, we're always late. We're about an hour and a half late recording tonight. Partially my fault, partially John smooching with his wife. Okay, what's after Spielberg? Is there another Spielberg story?
No, I think that is the end of the Spielberg section.
Okay, that's the Spielberg section. I want to have a jingle made for the shitting on AU's thing. I think I'll get someone to knock one up for us. Anyone listening, if you make jingles, knock us up a shitting on AU's jingle. And
coming quite regular.
Yeah, I mean, we could pretty much just do that at the end of every piece, couldn't we? Just play it.
Yeah.
Right, what's next, my good man?
Christopher Nolan's next film is apparently going to be a big sci-fi story. Mm, the man in my eyes who can seem to do no wrong.
He makes pretty good films, yeah. He's had a pretty good run.
Yeah, it's something about a bloke in a cape. I had three films now, seems to be doing rather well.
Oh, do you want to know what, though? I watched Dark Knight Rises again, and I wasn't as impressed the second time round. Is that bad?
No, because I don't think you can match the second one. I think The Dark Knight's better than Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know, I need to watch them all again, but I mean, at the cinema I was blown away by Dark Knight Rises. Mm. On DVD, I mean, I know it's smaller screen, and yes, my surround sound system has given up the ghost recently for some reason.
Did you find the sound mixing annoying? The way that Bane's voice seems to overtake the entire sound mix every time he speaks.
Yeah, but that's deliberate, isn't it? Because of the problems they had with anyone hearing him. that didn't annoy me too much. I have found recently, say in the last 5 years, that it's increasingly difficult to hear what people are saying on TV programs and in movies at all. They're just... It's like they're mumbling, especially American-made programs and films. It's very hard to hear the speech, even with like the clear voice option selected on the TV and the sound. And you have to have it really loud to hear the dialogue, and that's quite annoying. I don't know. I'm not the only person that's noticed that. I've seen that commented on before. Have you found that at all?
Oh, definitely. The amount of times I keep pushing the up button. It's like, what are they saying? What are they saying? And then the piece of action, you find yourself with blood squirting out your ears.
Yeah, it's not good if you've got kids to be able to turn it up so loud that, you know, it shakes the house. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So Chris Nolan's sci-fi. Do we know what it is?
Well, it's originally written by his brother Jonathan, who also helped him, write the Dark Knight stuff. Apparently, it's originally a project for Steven Spielberg, so there's another link there.
There was a fourth one.
There was a fourth one. I missed the wording then. A complex and multi-layered sci-fi picture that follows explorers who travel through a wormhole with conceits such as alternative dimensions and time travel. Yeah, so his brother Jonathan's written a script. Chris is then going to rewrite it because he's got some ideas of his own he wants to put in.
Interesting.
And that's what's coming next from old Chrissy Nolan.
I guess, I mean, he's sort of executive producing Man of Steel and stuff like that, isn't he?
Yes.
Sort of on the DC tip, I think. Well, I can't ever get enough of sci-fi, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's not enough sci-fi, I feel.
Well, no, I don't know, there's quite a lot, but nothing satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm really sort of, I've got an urge or a yearning to watch some big space epic, you know, and that's not Star Wars 7. You know, something with lots of battleships that are like spaceships and fighting, and, you know, something along the lines of Battlestar Galactica, but with massive, huge dogfights in space. I'm really, that's what I yearn for. That's what I really want to see somebody make a film about. I may be on my own there.
No, I agree, but I just think that kind of talk has Hollywood accountants sort of shaking.
Oh, really?
Don't want to spend that kind of money. It's expensive, that kind of film, isn't it? Surely. So,
hey, I'm an accountant. Maybe I should get a job in Hollywood. And then shit could happen.
Yeah, just start signing off on everything. Fucking do it.
Yeah, except Gremlins, obviously.
Oh, yes. Stamp made that says shitting on our youth and just go boom. It's like, no, not getting that one.
That would be the name of my company, Shitting on Our Youth Productions. I should buy that domain name, shittingonouryouth.com. Oh, God, someone's going to do that now. Fuck off. Stop it. Just halt. Stay away from your keyboard right now. Oh, hang on. This is recorded, isn't it? We've got a few days anyway.
Speaking of big brawling space epics, obviously Disney now own Lucasfilm.
They do.
And one of the things they started looking over is the Star Wars TV series.
Oh, okay.
In the past, ex-Lucasfilm producer Rick McCallum, who either left or was pushed when Disney took over, has often said there's as up to as many as 50 scripts, 51 hour shows written and completed. But Lucasfilm could never go ahead and produce the show because of the expense. They reckon every episode would be like $2-3 million to produce.
Bloody hell.
TV world is just ridiculous.
Yeah, God, that really is.
They did think about many ways of, I mean, they said a network would never fund it, and then you get the smaller cable channels that make the more sort of harder rated stuff wouldn't be able to afford to make it, but Disney now own it, so they've got like, I think they've got enough money, probably.
Probably, yeah.
And so apparently Disney are now looking over the scripts and what's been put together there to see if they can actually do it.
I imagine someone like Kevin Smith directing episodes of that.
Yeah, he's a big Star Wars fan. He could do one or two.
Yeah, I think listening to one of his podcasts recently, he was joking about not being asked to do the Star Wars films. I think very, very much joking. I don't think he would ever even take that job. It's too. I think he knows his limits.
I mean, just after that story broke, I think Twitter was just full of famous directors saying, yes, I've been asked, no, I'm not doing it.
So. Yeah, distance myself from that.
I think the last one who omitted it was Zack Snyder. Said, yes, I was asked, but I'm not doing it. Imagine Star Wars full of lots of slow motion sequences.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't work.
No.
I don't know if I could commit to a Star Wars TV show. Of course, I mean, there is, of course, the Clone Wars series, isn't there? Have you watched that?
No, I've never got into that. Mm. That's just had its 100th episode in the US, so it's going strong.
100th?
100th episode, yes, like season 4 or 5 or something that's on now.
Bloody hell. Crikey. Okay. Right, so what comes after Disney?
Let's have something, another sci-fi film, which apparently was supposed to be released this year, but Warner Brothers pulled it off and put it into this year. That's called Gravity.
Hmm.
Apparently a visual effects heavy 3D film starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Okay, big names. Not that associated with sort of action sci-fi anymore, I wouldn't have thought. In fact, I can't remember Sandra Bullock ever being in an action sci-fi.
Demolition Man?
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. That's why you bring the fact, I bring the fiction. And George Clooney, I think, what was his last sci-fi? Solaris?
Oh, God. That's my reaction to that. I think I watched that all the way through. I'm not sure.
You managed, Christ. I think about two-thirds through, I was... just let me know when something happens.
What? Nothing happens.
Yeah, exactly. God, yeah, nail on the head. That's a review. Solaris, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Yeah. All right, go to bed. Don't waste your time. This one's directed by Alfonso... I'm sure the people in the film world deliberately have silly names just so I sound stupid on a podcast.
I'm sure that's exactly what they're thinking. In England somewhere, there's a guy with a podcast that has about 3 listeners. And... I'm going to make my name really difficult. Alfonso
Cuaron, I think I'm going to guess.
How the hell do you spell that?
C-U-A-R-O-N.
Cuaron.
He directed Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban and also Children of Men. Don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh, I haven't, but...
That's a very good film.
I think my wife's seen that. Yeah, she went to the cinema without me to see that.
Okay, well, the official synopsis reads, Sandra Bullock plays brilliant medical engineer on her first shuttle mission with veteran astronaut Mark Kowalski, George Clooney, in command of his last flight before retiring. But on a seemingly routine spacewalk, disaster strikes. The shuttle is destroyed, leaving Stone and Kowalski completely alone, tethered to nothing but each other and spiraling out into the blackness. The deafening silence tells them they have lost any link to Earth and any chance of rescue. As fear turns to panic, every gulp of air eats away at what little oxygen is left. But the only way home may be to go further out into the terrifying expanse of space.
How's that going to help?
No idea.
I guess we'll have to watch and find out.
Apparently, the film has an unbroken 17-minute opening shot.
Wow.
Which is...
Oh, okay.
Plenty of mind-bending effects.
Yeah, well, that sounds interesting. What's it called, Gravity?
It's just called Gravity, yeah. It's supposed to be this year, but for some reason Warner Brothers pushed it.
I don't know, I'm quite intrigued by that. It sounds like a decent idea. And I don't dislike Sandra Bullock. I do dislike some of her films, but I don't dislike her. And I quite like George Clooney. He's all right. He's done some pretty cool films.
Yeah.
Some very good films, actually.
Sounds like sort of something like 2001-ish, doesn't it? Sounds like not...
It does a bit. I was thinking The Abyss.
Oh, yeah, that's another good comparison.
And, you know, there'll probably be some sort of alien interference towards the end and everything will be all right. And there'll be some sort of deep, meaningful humans have got to change their ways kind of aspect to it.
Oh, no, it's nice. It's nice watching a film in the cinema at the end, being in deep thought, and then some spotty Chevy youth walks past and goes, that's shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've been there. I went to the cinema recently.
What did you see?
I saw Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah.
Tinkerbell and
Secret of the Wings?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Yeah. You'll never guess what it's about.
Is it about some fairies?
It's about Tinkerbell, obviously, being a fairy, and some wings. It's about an hour long, and I took the kids one Saturday morning just for, you know, to get them out of the house and do something. And, yeah, they loved it. They thought it was really good. And it was all right. It was decent. It was Disney. It's sort of second-rate Disney film. But it was all right. Yeah. That's my review.
Okay.
That's one for the kids. One for the parents. Tinkerbell. It's all right. Just take a book. Right. Okay. From Gravity to Tinkerbell and onwards. What's next?
Let's have a couple of Michael Bay stories.
Michael Bay. Okay. Hang on. I'm making notes here. Michael Bay. Okay. I just wanted to write that so I can give him my full vitriol.
Have you written the word Transformers and then scribbled over it really, really hard?
There's no paper left. What's he making there?
Well, just a quick bit of news, say that his version of Mutant Turtles will start filming in April.
Oh, no.
They got two guys writing the script, and the script is also being overseen by one of the co-creators. I don't know which one.
Right, so wait, they're writing the script. I thought, wasn't there a Turtles reboot already written where the Turtles weren't Turtles anymore, they were aliens?
I think either that script or that story has just been chucked out.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
Yeah, the Turtles who are aliens thing, yeah, that's not happening.
Well, I'm pleased by that news. Okay, carry on. Michael Bay, he saved himself a nasty letter this far. What next? So it's Turtles... I think the Turtles need a reboot at some point, but it's got to be done well.
This thing was that the CGI one, wasn't it? I like that. I've got a copy of that. That's a good film.
Yeah, I did watch that, but I don't think I particularly cared for it that much, because I don't know, it just seemed like you didn't really see the Turtles very much. I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly.
It's been a long time since I watched it. I couldn't.
It just seemed very dark and not really. I don't know, maybe I haven't watched it. Maybe I've only watched the trailer.
I mean, they've recently relaunched on, is it Nickelodeon? They've recently relaunched it as a new series.
That's right, yeah. But April O'Neil isn't a reporter anymore. She's a high school student or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, anyone that's looked at the website recently will see Rapper's Review Comics. In fact, it should be just Rapper Reviews Comics, because there's only been one so far, and it's... my good buddy Sulfur from the Thought Criminals, the hip hop group the Thought Criminals, and he absolutely adores the IDW publishing reboot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics.
Yeah,
and if they can replicate that sort of integrity and storyline, then I think that's a winner. That's the way to go. Look at that as a source material. And anybody that needs to check that out, it's that comic series is just, I think it's on to probably about the 14th comic in the series, but you can get the first 12 as an annual now from IDW Publishing. So yeah, get it all as one copy. It's well worth picking up.
Cool.
Yeah. So IDW, sponsor us, please. That'd be nice. So go on. What's any more news on the Turtles?
No, that's about it, really.
Any more news on Michael Bay?
Anyway, he's going to be producing a new film for the guy who directed Wanted and last year's not so very good Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh yes,
Timur Bekmambetov.
I'm not going to write that down. I can't spell that.
Internet Movie Database is your friend.
Okay, so what's that? Is a new film?
Apparently a script for a film called Heat Seekers, which has been... the story apparently revolves around aerial pirates and a bit of a mixture between Fast and Furious and Point Break.
Well, a bit of a mixture. I'm just talking the first film here. The Fast and the Furious was Point Break, but with cars.
But with cars.
It really was. It was a cop... he was a bit of a dude, gets involved with a gang, infiltrates the gang because he's a bit of a dude, who are performing robberies, and really likes the lifestyle, gets embroiled in it and turns to that kind of life. It's exactly the same film, it's the same script.
I realised I only watched it the once, but it never occurred to me.
But having said that, I actually really enjoyed the first Fast and Furious film. I own it on DVD. I actually really like it.
Okay. My problem with...
Is that the end of the podcast? Are you quitting?
I'm signing off. Goodbye.
No. We've all got guilty pleasures.
I know. No, it's okay. What annoys me is the gear changes.
Yeah, I know. They change gear about 10 times.
It's like, how many times are you gonna kick it down a gear in this race? Or how many gears the car got? I've lost count.
I know. You're not wrong. I quite enjoy it. I liked, I don't know, it just flowed really well, and it was, you can't take it seriously. And in fact, I kind of have a soft spot for the whole franchise, which is really quite sad. I haven't seen the fifth one yet. Sixth one is being made.
Yeah, I'm saying the sixth one just being worked on, yeah.
Yeah. And, yes, this was my movie news. This is exciting, because... Michelle Rodriguez is set to reprise her role in the Fast and Furious franchise. And guess what? She's wearing a wife beater. not typecast at all.
She's not using her previous roles to get back into work or anything.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I was in the first film. Go on, let me be in this one. I've got nothing else to do. Come on.
There seems to be a lack of movies that require a bit of a hard woman in a wife beater top at the moment. Perhaps I could come back and, Vin Diesel's love interest returns. So, Heat Seekers, do we know any more about that?
The story follows a young ex-military pilot who infiltrates a gang of aerial pirates working...
This is a bit of a Tom Cruise comedy sketch, isn't it? There's a bit of a dude.
He's an ex-military pilot. He's an ex-military pilot.
He has to infiltrate a bad gang.
Aerial pirates working out of Bangkok and takes part in an elaborate tower heist using powered gliders and parachutes. There you go. That's a bit of a description that's come out along with that story.
Wow. I cannot wait to see that. And for anyone that didn't gather, that was sarcasm.
I was filmed before that, Wanted. We loved Wanted, me and the missus.
I really enjoyed that. I got that on my Love Film subscription. And as a bit of I didn't really know anything about it, but it had pretty good ratings on there. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it completely surprised me. It wasn't the film I was expecting at all. I don't know the storyline. I think there's a few glaring plot holes, but you just... go with it, and it's a very enjoyable film.
Yeah, I enjoyed it immensely. I mean, when you first sort of hear about curving bullets, you're like, whatever. to be one of those films, you just kind of let it slide, and it's a really entertaining piece of film.
It really is, yeah. I liked the special effects as well. Was that guy involved in, was it, God, what's it called? Night Watch.
Yes, that's him.
Special effects heavy film, and Day Watch as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was supposed to be Twilight Watch, but they never made it. I think they incorporated it into Day Watch. It was supposed to be a trilogy. Anyone that hasn't seen Night Watch, definitely check that out. It's I think Russian, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Russian with English subtitles. But then they when I saw it at the cinema, they played around with English subtitles. They animated them and stylized them.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the same on the DVD version, but they've also dubbed it as well. So if you can't bear the subtitles, firstly, you're an idiot, and secondly, you can watch it without, because the subtitles really add to it in a way, because they are stylized, and you know, when there's there's blood, the subtitles go red, and sort of I think maybe they drip or something, but yeah, really well done. But that's a really good film. I did hear there was going to be a Hollywood remake of that, which broke my heart.
Hollywood just rummaging around through foreign films to see what they can remake.
Yeah, shame. Okay, let's take a little break there, John, and just go to our Twitter question this week.
Okay.
And we asked on the Twitters, what do you prefer, salted or sweet popcorn? What's your choice, John?
I have to go with sweet.
Sweetie, I'm the same, sweet. But you'd be surprised how many people disagree with us.
Oh.
And they're all wrong. So wrong on this question. No prizes for the following. Good friend on Twitter, Rusty Shackles. Very good artist. Check him out. He runs this really interesting website where they take video game covers, a group of artists, and they do them, redo them in their own style. And they do really good covers, some really good stuff. So he has a theme every month. So it might be, Shaq Fu 1 month. Or Nintendo, just general Nintendo, or something else, and they redo the covers. It's really, really good idea, really fun website. So Rusty Shackles said he prefers salty with some kind of hot sauce on it, which just sounds disgusting to me. But I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Kahlua sauce. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard of that one.
He says you can have it on pizza, you can have it on popcorn. It's like a hot sauce. Sort of. Like Tabasco, but better. I think probably a thicker consistency. So he was wrong. our contributor to the website for Indie Game, Instaborge, he was wrong. He said salty as well.
Oh, dear.
Who else said? Michael Kill, the other thought criminal. I mentioned Sulfur earlier with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Michael Kill, at Killmatic on Twitter, he said salted. He was wrong. Aurelio Gold said both. Well, that's just double wrong.
No.
Salted and sweet popcorn together. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Marla 910, who said a mix, but specified the mix. 80% salty, 20% sugar. sweet, I should say. So 80% salty, 20% sweet, which is fair enough. And the I don't know whether he's the most wrong or the most right. Chadley the movie, yeah. Sometimes contributor to the unheard.com, said fuck popcorn, get M&Ms. He might have a point. But yeah, so what's a good snack for you, John, when you're at the cinema? Would you like to get
something cheap, to be honest?
Why? You know, nothing then.
The food is too expensive.
It really is, costly. Yeah. When I took my kids to see Tinkerbell, it cost me £25 tickets and food. A 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and me. And I didn't realise I could have got a student discount because I am a student of an evening. So I could have saved £2 off that. But I got a couple of fruit shoots, which like juice drinks for the kids.
Yeah.
And I got them a bag of chocolate buttons, a small bag of chocolate buttons. And that. It's horrendous. Oh, and a small Pepsi for me. So you've got to go for small, because I wouldn't drink that much Pepsi in a year ordinarily. They're big ones. It's like drinking a waste bin full of Pepsi.
Yeah, I remember those big cups. And then halfway through the movie, during a really decent bit, your bladder goes, wait, time to go.
Yeah, I mean, I had that when I went to see Dark Knight Rises at the cinema. I stopped for a couple of beers beforehand, which I shouldn't have because I was driving, but I figured the film was long enough. So I just a couple of bottles of beer, nothing. I was probably okay. and probably. And then I had a sort of medium Pepsi in the cinema, and I missed the whole bit where he walked from, was it India or Africa? Where was he? The prison. Where was the prison, sir? Was it Africa?
No, it's somewhere like India.
India. So, wherever. Yeah. Where he walked from there to Gotham in a couple of hours. That's how long it took me to have a piss. But anyway, so that's our Twitter question for this week. Also wrong is my wife, by the way. She likes salted popcorn, which causes all sorts of friction, because there's no way we're going to buy two packs of popcorn when we go to the cinema. It's just too expensive and there's too much. So I always end up eating salty popcorn at the cinema, where I'd rather have sweet. So, but we're going to do, I'm going to try and do a Twitter question each week for the show, and answers will get shout outs. So listen up for that. Right, moving on, John. That was the intermission. What have we got next?
A film I heard about recently, we just had the a first official photo from a director known as Bong Joon-ho, who did The Host. He's doing a new sci-fi thriller called Snowpiercer.
Wow, that's a title.
It's based on a French graphic novel with another great pronunciation here from me, Le Transpissinage.
Okay.
If you're French, I apologise.
Right, okay.
It's set in a future where, after a failed experiment to stop global warming, an ice age kills off all life on the planet except for the inhabitants of the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around the globe and is powered by a sacred perpetual motion engine. A class system evolves on the train, but a revolution brews.
Right. Let me just understand what you just said.
Okay.
Everybody on Earth is wiped out.
Pretty much, due to an ice age, yeah.
Except for the people on a train.
That's right, that goes around the globe.
Right.
And it's powered by a perpetual motion engine.
Right. I've been on train journeys like that. Anyone that's ever gone to Cornwall from London will know that feeling. Wow, okay.
And it's a class system on the train.
Well, of course, first class and second class.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Of course, duh.
Pay a bit more, have a bit of leg room.
Yeah.
And the quiet carriage.
I think he's a bit more involved than that in his film.
Yeah, quite possibly. I've seen something similar to this before. I can't remember where, but that rings bells. I'm not sure that's an entirely original adaptation for film. I'm sure I've seen something similar to that before, or at least they started making this in the past and then it never reached, you know, a release. But I've definitely heard that storyline before, and not from the comic book.
Right, I remember train movies from like the 80s. They're like really bad train movies. Trains powered by nuclear engines and stuff.
Right.
Bad 80s movies, you know. Stuff that gets made for TV for America, and then it gets over here and they go, oh, we'll put that in the cinema.
Great.
Thanks. It's just a story that interests me. I mean, they've before the picture came out, they released concept art, and as always with all concept art, it looks really nice.
So it's piqued your interest then? This is one you'll keep an eye on?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when the first trailer's going to turn up, but...
Why is it called Snowpiercer? Do we know?
I've no idea.
I guess it's a literal translation, but why snow? I mean, we could do with some of that here at the moment. I'm just going to check out the window. It's actually stopped snowing at the moment here in London.
We've had a lot of snow here today, haven't we?
Really have. It started the second I left the house this morning, and it hasn't stopped really all day in my little neck of southeast London. See, I dropped the TH there and introduced an F into the word south. Sorry, that's habit. South London. So my street is completely covered at the moment.
You got a lot of snow or just a dusting or?
No, there's a. I would say. Yeah, there's probably been about 3 centimetres of snow today, which is a lot for London, because let me bore you with the details here, but there's a slightly higher ambient temperature in London than there is in many parts of the country. You'll find that in many major cities, which actually decreases the chance of laying snow. So actually for snow in London, it, it, everybody always remarks on Twitter when there's snow in London, it's all over the news. But that's the reason why, because it's actually quite a rare thing for snow to fall and actually sit on the ground in London because of the higher ambient temperature, because of all the construction, the higher population. And wow, where am I going with this? But no, we have had a lot of snow today. It's for London. People in Canada going, what the fuck, 3 centimetres of snow? I walked barefoot to the shop in that. But we're supposed to have 10 centimetres over the weekend. It's supposed to snow all day. Snow again tonight, all day tomorrow and into Sunday. Okay, so Snowpiercer, you're interested. I'm going to hold judgment on that one.
Until the first trailer.
Indeed. Then I'll write it off.
Didn't get my interest. Fuck off.
The thing is, I can picture this. I can picture what I saw. And I don't know whether it's a dream, a premonition or what, but I can picture the train sort of going along. And the image I've got is that it was in sort of a desert sort of landscape. And it was going through, obviously, very fast. And I can just see the golden sun glinting off it. I can remember that image. So whether it was maybe someone made a short film about it or something else, but it really does ring bells, especially, you know, the class system on the train and you know, the different, what happens on the train. Definitely rings a bell. I don't know, maybe somebody knows. Maybe they can let me know. So at the Unheard Nerd on Twitter, email us, theunheardnerd@gmail.com or Google Plus us. Or hit John up on the Twitters at UK Film Nerd. So, yeah, I don't know. It definitely rings a bell. Moving on.
In this podcast edition of I Don't Give a Shit, Wahlberg has said that they're working on Ted 2.
I think we should split the podcast into two sections next week, John.
Yeah.
Hollywood and Hollywoodn't.
Hollywood.
I would just go and see that. Probably wouldn't go and see Ted 2. I haven't seen Ted 1 yet. You were a bit disappointed with it, weren't you?
Yeah, I put the blame squarely at Seth MacFarlane's feet. He just can't seem to do anything different. Mm. Everything seems like Family Guy, a different strain of Family Guy. That's what Ted felt like to me.
So Mark Wahlberg signed up for 2, did you say? Is that?
He actually confirmed on some morning TV show that they're Ted 2 is a go, and McFarlane's hard at work on writing the script at the moment.
by hard at work, it means he's sitting on his toilet picking his nose.
Watching old episodes of Family Guy. What? Yeah, use that.
What can I cannibalise?
Yeah.
Hang on. News just in. Bear with me a sec. Breaking news. Stephen_Lay on Twitter prefers salted popcorn.
So he's wrong then.
He's wrong, yeah. I'm not going to tell anybody today that they're wrong. I'm just going to picture it to be a surprise when they listen to this show.
Yes.
I don't want them to know they're wrong just yet. Okay, sorry about that. That was breaking news.
That's funny.
All right, Ted 2. The less said, the better, I think, about that. Right, where are we at, John? What have we had? We've had quite a lot of news so far. What else have we got?
How about a new Hercules film?
How about a new Hercules film? It's been a long... I was just thinking the other day, in the supermarket, shopping, what we need. Hang on, hold up. Let's put the sausages down for a second. What we need is another Hercules film. When was the last Hercules film?
I don't know. If someone says Hercules to me, I always think of the American TV series starring... is it Kevin Sorbo?
I don't know.
there's a sometimes directed and produced by Sam Raimi, and his brother Ted was in it.
Oh right.
And it's a show that came before Xena, if that helps. Xena was sort of a spin-off of Hercules.
No, it doesn't help at all.
Okay,
Hercules film. I don't know the story of Hercules. Any ideas?
Apart from a guy who's very strong. No, not really. If you want a really bad take on Hercules, you could always watch Hercules in New York, starring Arnold Strong.
Oh, now I know who that is. You're trying to trick me, aren't you?
That's what it said in the titles.
Well, of course it did.
It was his first American film.
I'd be back.
And he's dubbed, and it's awful.
Okay, let's just clear this up. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? Okay. So, well, what do we know about the Hercules not even a remake, Hercules film?
This time Hercules is going to be Mr. Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, okay. That's The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Aha, I'm good at this. Test me again. I'm getting a sense of satisfaction from this. Okay, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. I'm writing that down. Okay, of course it stars him. He's the perfect guy for the role, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got the muscles. He's big, muscular.
And of course, what it means is that the film will lack any kind of substance whatsoever. That's all right. It'll probably be quite enjoyable. He was good in things like The Mummy. Was it The Return of the Scorpion King or something like that?
Yeah, the first sequel, wasn't it?
I don't know. Well, there were Mummy Returns, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he turned up in The Mummy Returns.
He did. Oh, right. Okay. I'm not imagining that good.
No. He was in The Mummy Returns because he turned into that rather dodgy CGI creation at the end.
Right.
But then they gave him his own spin-off movie. He then had its own sequels. I think it's about three or four of those, all going straight to the DVD market.
Straight into the bargain bin. No, he's done all right. He's made a career out of acting, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's made he's made some good films. Sorry, the image of the Tooth Fairy popped into my head then. I don't know what he's thinking of that one. I haven't seen that one, but the poster image alone makes me know that I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that's a misser. That's a Hollywood. That doesn't really work, does it? Hollywood. Holly won't. Holly won't. I don't know. We'll work on that. Okay, there's not much I can say about Hercules. I don't know much about the story. And
it's going to be directed by Brett Ratner. I don't know if you recognise that name, but he did the all three Rush Hours.
Oh. Oh no.
I can't remember what else he's done. He's done some other stuff. I can't remember now. He did Silence of the Lambs. Was it sequel? The one with Ed Norton. Yeah, was it Red Dragon?
Oh, vaguely rings a bell. I haven't seen it.
Read to that one. I can't remember else what he's done recently.
Right.
That's how good my research is off the top of my head.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
But that's set for August next year. How about some Muppets? Do you like the Muppets?
I don't mind the Muppets. I used to watch the show a lot when I was a kid, but I haven't really watched any of the films. More recent films.
Oh, you didn't see last year's new version then?
No, I didn't. No, I quite wanted to take the kids to see it, but I never got round to it for some reason.
I love the Muppets. I've watched them as a kid, but the new film was absolutely brilliant. Lots of laughs.
I actually learned what a pun is from Muppets. I had a Muppets annual, and Fozzie Bear was, I can't remember what his name was, but it was like the pun, something pun kid or something in this cartoon strip. In the annual, and they would all groan at his pun, so I found it hilarious. And ever since then I've developed a knack for a pun. So Fuzzy Bear is quite an influence on me as a younger kid.
Just something that this has reminded me, a story I did some reading up on recently was here in England a couple of weekends ago, one of the channels did an old school weekend. I don't know if you saw any of that.
Oh, was it Children's ITV?
Yeah, Children's ITV showing all like programmes from anything up to, 20, 30 years ago, I think it was.
I didn't catch it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, lots of old stuff on there, like Wizardora, Funhouse, Nightmare. All of this is pretty like unknown to most of you people. But
yeah, especially in other countries. Nightmare was awesome. It was like you had these... a team of kids, and they wore virtual reality helmets. One would be a guide and one would wear the helmet, and they would have to guide as a sort of knight, guide them through a maze and solve puzzles. And it was like a real virtual reality sort of role play game. That was pretty awesome at the time.
Watching it now is really slow and hard to watch.
I bet it is, yeah. But yeah, it's like many things. You know, the people's tolerance for slower paced stuff has diminished, and we want everything a bit more, a bit faster, a bit quicker now.
Yeah, one of the other shows that went on there was Fraggle Rock.
Oh right, yeah.
I linked to the Muppets, and just something I found out just doing some research on Wikipedia about Fraggle Rock, because that's what I do in my spare time when I'm stuck in a hotel with nothing to do. Fraggle Rock was customised for different parts of the world. While the main puppet part of the show was the same, I don't know if you remember Fraggle Rock as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But it was introduced by an old guy in a lighthouse.
Yeah.
Those were actually filmed in Gillingham at the TVS studios.
Well, Gillingham being sort of where I'm from-ish Medway Towns, the team I support, football team I support, and the place I visit quite regularly to see that team, so quite near to our homes.
It turns out the American version had an American inventor, which is the version shown, let's say, on this old school weekend, and which kind of throws you off, because like, I don't remember this, who is this guy? And as I say, they filmed different intros for different parts of the world to make it possible. And one of the sad thing about it was, is during the 80s, definitely, maybe into the early 90s, TV companies actually wiped magnetic tapes to reuse them again. And it turns out that Fraggle Rock had 96 episodes, and out of those 96 episodes, only 12 of those British beginnings are known to exist. They've lost a lot.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
And I don't know if it interests anyone, but if you read further into that story, it turns out there have been just huge amounts of TV shows have just completely lost now because TV companies wiped everything to reuse the tapes, thinking it would have no resale value or any purpose for keeping it.
Wow. Crikey. Crazy, isn't it? To think a lot of those programs that we watched as kids are now gone.
Yeah.
Right, Muppets. Let's back on track.
Just say there's a sequel to the Muppets film, which apparently starts filming in a couple of weeks. Something that worries me slightly is the lead role has been given to Ricky Gervais.
Oh, God, really?
Yes.
I know he's... I don't know. He's done very well in America, but to be honest, when The Office first came out in this country, we all thought, that's pretty good. He's a funny guy. He's done well. He's made a program that's both cringeworthy and funny at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it was difficult watching at times, but it was funny as well. And you know, you'd always end up feeling okay about it. But the more his career progresses, the more I just can't stand the bloke. He's just like this smug twat. Well, that's a shame. But, I mean... how far wrong can you go with the Muppets? He'll probably be all right in that.
I do believe that Ricky had a cameo in the first one, but it was taken out, so...
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I suppose if he's starring in the second one, there's not much chance of him being cut from that.
No. It's a small movie.
Well, there you go. Briefly going back to the Fraggles, Fraggle Rock, yeah. I think towards the middle to end of last year, there was a Fraggle Rock... the Fraggles appeared in a song with Ben Folds 5.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Hardwick, a.k.a. The Nerdist from Nerdist.com. And, they made basically the Nerdist channel funded it. I don't know. I can't remember why. It's on the website, if you look it up on the Unheard Nerd.
I'll have to give that a look.
And, there's a music video with Ben Folds 5 and Fraggles in it. In a similar way to Weezer with the Muppets in a previous video. They did a song with Weezer.
Does it feature any of the Dozers?
No, I don't know, actually. It might not feature them. I think it's just the main sort of puppets. There you go. You can check that out. So Muppets sequel, Ricky Gervais. Oh, dear.
Let's just end up finally with, speaking of sequels, that Disney have confirmed we're going to have Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
5? Wow. I remember when it was just a ride at Disneyland. It was, wasn't it? I'm not making that up. It was. I've been on it at Disneyland Paris, as they call it these days.
Being very sceptical when they first announced that, the original. It's like, we're making a film based on a ride. Really?
Yeah, weird.
Well, how can you... And I remember the first teaser poster, which was a skeleton pirate at the wheel of a ship, and it's a very, very nice poster. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. And of course, we have the films we all know and love / hate today, depending on your view.
Well, do you know, I haven't seen them all. I've probably seen the first three. I think I saw the third one at the cinema. And I've enjoyed them. They're not really the sort of film I go after. I don't particularly care for swashbuckling, but they're good films. They're all right. They're well produced. There's a lot of action. There's a lot to look at. They're pretty to look at. I think they're all right, but I think they are rehashing it just a bit too much. Do we know if Johnny Depp is on board?
I think he is on board. I don't think they'd do it. That'd be too much of a...
He pretty much just makes those films, doesn't he?
Oh, they are really just for him. I mean, without Johnny Depp, I mean, why bother? Wouldn't be the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Okay,
that's quite a long way off, but that's not until 2015. That's a little way off. But then, as the story says that I've stolen it from, that puts it in a it says July 10th release, which puts it in the middle of a summer that's already going to have the Avengers 2, Star Wars Episode 7, and the Justice League.
Tough.
So that's going to be another packed big summer.
That's going to be awesome. Wow. Avengers 2, Justice League, Star Wars 7 maybe. That's awesome.
There's quite a lot of big films competing in this.
Yeah, okay. Well, looking forward to July 2015. let's hope I make it through the snow blizzard.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
3 centimetres of snow, John. That's I could die in that.
I've got more than that where I am.
Well, where are you, out of interest?
I'm at St Albans.
Oh, God. Really?
that's for those of you who don't know, that's kind of North London, just past the M25. Well, I'm actually sitting basically on the M25 north of London.
It's Hertfordshire, I believe.
And that's correct. And there's a lot of snow here, which is why I'm not working. I should be out driving around London at the minute, but for obvious reasons, I'm not.
Yeah, are you on night shifts at the moment? Or?
I am, yes.
Oh, gutted. How long are you on night shifts for?
For my entire... Well, I was supposed to be doing it all shift, but I come on board and they said, can you do a couple of days and then go on nights? And so I've done the day work. I'm now on nights. The snow's turned up. I can't do a thing. So I'm in a hotel room staying up till about 3-4 in the morning to stay in night shift mode.
All right. Well, what's the likelihood of us doing a podcast next week?
Pass.
We'll see. We'll see.
Have to see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems like a good point to wrap up the show. And as always, you can contact us again at Twitter. It's at The Unheard Nerd and at UK Film Nerd for John. The facebook.com/ see what I did there? The facebook.com. That's old school. facebook.com/ The Unheard Nerd. Google+. You can email us theunheardnerd@gmail.com. Okay, anyway, well, thanks for tuning into the show. John, as always, it's a pleasure.
Oh, I love doing this. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
And
what's his name? Go on, give another shout out from me.
Jeffrey Wright, MC Hunter.
Right.
Big ups, and thanks for listening. And until next time, stay safe, and thanks again for listening.
TheUnheardNerd.com.